Queensland's medical lobby group has broken ranks from its national body, calling for obesity to be officially listed as a disease in Australia. Currently, obesity is considered a risk factor, which means many weight loss treatments aren't available through the public health system. One expert blames the lack of action on the stigma that surrounds being fat. Isabel Rowe reports.
Sydney woman Lindy Cohen turned her life around and became a nutritionist after struggling with her weight for years.
I was categorically obese when I was at my heaviest weight. I was constantly trying to lose weight from the age of 11. And by the time I got to 21, instead of going down in weight, I'd actually gone up. So I gained the 20 kilograms.
It's a very common struggle. About two-thirds of Australians are overweight or obese. Health officials say obesity is Australia's worst health problem, but it's not considered a disease. The president of the Australian Medical Association's Queensland branch, Dr. Dilip Dupilia, thinks it should be.
What we're calling for is for the federal minister to include obesity as a chronic disease so that GPs can formulate treatment plans and form a multidisciplinary team that will provide Medicare rebatable services to our obese patients.
The AMAQ says it wants to treat more people earlier if they're overweight. But at the moment, GPs like Dr. Dupilia struggle to do that under the Medicare scheme. The call to list obesity as a disease is backed by the state's Health Minister, Stephen Miles. It's a model adopted by the United States to try and encourage clinicians to treat overweight patients before they develop further disease. Professor John Dixon is the head of clinical obesity research at the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute in Melbourne.
It should have been declared nationally a disease long, long ago. The vast majority of people around the world who are living with obesity feel it's a disease.
Despite the calls from the AMA's Queensland branch, it is by no means Australia's fattest state. Tasmania is home to the country's largest population of overweight and obese adults, followed by South Australia. But the Australian Medical Association nationally doesn't hold the same views as its Queensland counterpart. It says while obesity costs the Australian economy more than $8.6 billion, it recognises differing views on whether it can truly be classified as a disease. Back in Sydney, after years of doctor's appointments, Lindy Cohen is also unconvinced that what she had was a disease.
I had received a lot of medical help from the age of 11 until I got to that age of 21, where I decided that actually all the intervention had been making me more preoccupied with my weight. When I stopped trying to listen to all the noise around me and simply started getting back to focus on eating more vegetables and making those healthy lifestyle changes, that's when I started to lose weight.
Nutritionist Lindy Cohen ending Isabel Rowe's report.